We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
West Virginia coach Neil Brown met with Big 12 media earlier today. Listen to what he had to say coming up right after this.
While our team battles on the gridiron, there's another team nearby helping kids tackle the toughest battles of their lives. I'm Mountaineer football coach Neil Brown. WVU Medicine Children's provides specialized care for mothers, babies, and children with life-threatening conditions. Now we're building a bigger, better WVU Medicine Children's to help even more families in need in the Mountain State and the region. Please join our building campaign. Our kids and future Mountaineers depend on it.
Coming off a really good win on Saturday versus a Kansas State team that I think extremely well coached and play the game the right way. That was the most complete game we've played in 2 years, all three phases together. And so, and then we're going, now we got another big challenge. The way it is in our league, kind of turn the page and going to Austin and playing a Texas team that's coming off a huge win over Oklahoma State, who was playing as well as anybody in the country. And Texas is probably the most talented team in our league. So got our hands full this week on a little bit of a unique schedule due to the election being on Tuesday and that being a mandated day off. So guys are adjusting that. We'll have a little bit more difficult practice today and have to get our game plans kind of set a little earlier than we normally would. But with that, I'll take questions.
Your first question comes to the line of Tom Bragg of WVSN.
Hi, Neil. I was going to ask about the changes to your schedule because of Election Day. Just has it been, I don't want to say more difficult, but what sort of challenges have you guys faced having to kind of throw this wrench in there in the middle of the season?
Yeah, it's a little bit unique. I get confused. I can't remember if this is a Big 12 deal or if it was an NCAA rule. But we're abiding by it, and I get it. Voting is extremely important. Most of our guys have already voted just due to the mail-in, and they claim their legal residence away from here, so they've most of them have voted in their home states already. But I do get the legislation of why taking Election Day off, especially in 2020. What we've done is basically just instead of having Sunday be our off day, We had like a walkthrough last night, and then Tuesday will be off day this week. We'll practice today. We'll put shoulder pads and helmets on today. We're normally on Mondays wearing helmets only, and it's kind of a jog through. This will be it won't be a real contact practice, but it'll be more intense than a normal Monday.
I also wanted to ask about Dylan Tonkery. That's a guy that's been through a lot during his career at West Virginia. He gets the interception and the touchdown Saturday against Kansas State. Could you just tell me a little bit about what he's been like this season?
Nobody deserves that pick six more than Dylan Tonkery. As good a teammate as we have on our football program, completely unselfish, team guy, coachable. His teammates love him. So I was super fired up for Tonk to get that pick six and played well on defense. That was the best he's played on defense all year, and he's been solid on special teams. So he very deserving. And I know if you saw the reaction when he came to the sideline, that tells you everything you need to know.
Thanks, Neil.
Thanks, Tom.
Your next question comes to the line of Sean Manning of the Dominion Post.
Hey, Neil. Evan Staley announced he was out for the year. I'm assuming Casey Legg's the next man up. Just what are some of the differences between Evan and Casey? And I know Casey made a 51-yarder last year at Baylor. What is your comfort level with his range?
Well, first of all, we all hurt for Evan. You know, kind of a freak deal. We misfit a kickoff, and it got to him, which you never want a kickoff to get to your kicker, but it did, and just leg gave out. So really unfortunate, and hate for him. He's got a great mentality about it, and he'll have surgery, and he'll bounce back. We don't have any doubt about that with Evan. But we'll move on, and Casey Legg will move into that role. There's a lot of differences. The main thing is Casey Legg never played high school football, never kicked into it in a game until last season when Evan had a little bit of a growing. The positive thing for us as a program is that Casey, played in, I think, all but four games last year, so he's got experience. He never gets too high or too low. He's not a guy that succumbs to pressure, and so that's a benefit. He's got a great personality to be a specialist. He's well-liked on our team and well-respected, not only as a football player, but the kind of person he is. So he's got the support of our staff and our team, and we don't have any question he'll step in and be highly productive for us.
Thanks, Neil.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Kirk Bowles of the Austin American Statesman.
Neil, congratulations on the win. I think y'all didn't win a home Big 12 game last year. Now you're sitting there at 4-0 at home. What would you say two or three of the areas where your team is just so much better this year than it was a year ago?
Yeah, I thought you were going to ask me what the difference in our home record was, and I was going to tell you because we're a lot better, but you beat me to the punch on it. I think it starts with rushing defense and rushing offense. We've made drastic improvements in both, red zone offense and defense. And then we're creating takeaways. We're not holding on to the football as well as I would like. A couple of those have been kind of end of game freak turnovers, but those rushing offense, defense, red zone offense, defense, and then our defense creating takeaways would be the biggest improvements over a year ago. But we're a much improved. Now, whether our record will show it at the end of the year or not, but we're a much improved football team.
And which players would you say, halfway through or a little bit more, that, boy, they're playing at an all Big 12 level, would you think, have really upgraded their performances?
Well, I'll start offensively. Letty Brown is playing at a high level. I think our center, Chase Barrett, is really doing a nice job from a communication standpoint. And then the other thing that's really helped us offensively, I don't know about it all Big 12, but it's made a tremendous difference, our tight ends are helping us in both the run and pass game, and they've been difference makers. Defensively, everybody talks about the Steeles brothers, and they've been good, and they've been solid again. Tony Fields, as a grad transfer, was a big addition. And then Tyke Smith, who a lot of people don't talk about, but he plays our spear, which is our nickel position. I think he plays that position as well as anybody in our league. And so those are some of the guys that that probably are sticking out at this point.
Thanks, Neil.
No, thanks, Kurt. Any other questions?
Yes, we do have one.
Oh, no, you're good. I'm sorry.
Brandy.
Your next question comes from the line of Kevin Kinder of the Blue and Gold News.
Hey, Coach, after the Texas Tech game, you said your defense maybe didn't handle being the number one defense in the country as well as it could have. What changed for them in preparation for Kansas State? Different methods, leadership? What improved going into and led to the Kansas State performance?
Well, our preparation was much improved. We practiced better throughout the week leading into the Kansas State game than we did going into the Texas Tech game. I think we kind of embraced who we have to be if we're going to play not only well on defense but well as a football team, and that's a gritty team. We're not at a point where very often we're the more talented team in our conference when we line up and play. And that doesn't mean we can't win. We can win, but we've got to play with mental and physical toughness. We've got to be able to overcome adversity and play at an extremely high level and be physical. And that's who our identity's got to be if we're going to be successful. And I thought they embraced that, not only defensively but as in a team, they embraced that last week. And we've got to continue to do that if we want to have success.
And that was West Virginia coach Neil Brown. The Mountaineers face Texas Saturday in Austin. The game will kick off at noon and will be televised nationally on ABC. Thanks for listening.